under certain circumstances. To the drunkards, I can speak as a drunk. Okay, I've never been, you know, certain things, so I can't speak to those things necessarily, right? I could try. You know what I mean? I can always try to speak. You know, I could try to speak to homosexuals as a homosexual. You know why? Because even though I'm not, I've never been gay, right? But still, I have been a pervert. And now that may offend people, but I have had a mental, mental problems in that regard. Is that I don't know what else you'd call it, right? So I can sympathize with their struggles. And so, in that sense, as I can speak empathetically to those people, meaning empathy, meaning I understand their situation. I can feel what they feel to some degree. You know, and to the degree that I can put that into what I say, I ought to do it so that I could win some. Again, most of the stuff Paul's talking about here is like sort of in the bonus, meaning going above and beyond the call of duty sort of thing. Meaning he has the power to take money. And he has the power to be whatever he wants to be. He doesn't have to be a Jew. I don't have to become anything to anybody to win them. I can just be whatever I am. You know? And I don't say, I don't pretend that I'm anywhere near Paul in being skillful in that type of skill as far as being completely empathetic. Though, as I read this, in my mind, I think, Lord, help me be more empathetic towards people. Meaning that empathy, that I can understand their struggles, that I can understand the things they go through. I always try to. And I know that there are, you know, some people have said I'm not empathetic. And then other people say, Paul, no, you're very empathetic. So, you know, it depends on how you're feeling towards me, I suppose. The way in which you judge me. You know, that's the way it is with people. Sometimes they're up on you, sometimes they're not so up on you. You know? But I don't sweat it too much because I know God has given me a lot of, I'm willing to look at myself. I'm not afraid to be judged by anyone. Because it's like, I already have as I said, I have an opinion of myself, and I don't think it could really go lower. Now, some people would scoff at that and say, Paul, you think a lot of you. No. It's realistic, as far as, like I said, it's like, you know, you cannot deny, like, you know, it's like saying, well, I'm a short fellow, you know, you're just lying. It's like, well, no, I'm actually tall. You know, or, you know, what I mean is, like, it's no good to falsely be humble. But to accurately see all your faults is wise. And so the weak I became is weak. That's kind of what I'm talking about. Meaning, I don't become a drunkard, but I speak to them from my experience as a drunkard. And from my experience as a sinner, I can speak to all kinds of sinners. Meaning, I've been weak to many sins. Like I said, though I was never homosexual, I have been subject to like passions, right? Lust, and so on and so forth. And an inordinate lust. You know, things that ought not be, right? And so, as one who understands those feelings, I will be able to speak to those people. Again, but it is... and what is the point? It is for the gospel's sake. To save some. If I can speak to them where they're at, I'll be more effective as I preach the gospel. Again, but this is kind of is sort of how do you know when to do what? You know, how do you know? Like right now, I don't know who I'm talking to. As far as I know, I'm talking to my wife, my brother, my father, my friend. And then what? Does anyone else listen? I don't know. I suppose people, you know, it'll happen. It'll be 10 years down the road and people will be listening to this and they'll be saying, you said back in 2009, and I'll say, yeah, I did, but I changed. You know, I'm not going to change everything, but some things may change, you know. I expect to move forward. If I didn't ever have any changes, I would be a very sorry man indeed. It's the changes that God has worked in me that make me have hope for the future. I love this little section here. Verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run, that ye may obtain. Now let's hold right there. I like that. Don't you know that they that run in the race, everyone runs, right? But only one wins. There's just one winner. Well, I know today they want to make it so there's everybody wins. Well, this isn't the Special Olympics. Or Sunday, fun with the... I know lately people don't like to... I lead Cub Scouts, right? We play a game. I give... The winners get double prizes and the losers get single prizes, you know? These days you got to give everyone a prize because everyone is deserving and everyone's effort is worthy of recognition. In some ways, this is sort of, now they get a medal for first place, second place, third place. Well, you all get medals. You were second best. Back in Paul's time, they didn't care about second place. One gets a crown. The winner. He that wins gets the crown. Now, how's that work out in Christianity? What, are we all racing together and only one of us is going to get saved? No, that's not what it means. We run to obtain something. Let's just read the next verse. And every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an uncorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. We run to obtain something. We run to obtain a prize. We run to obtain a crown. You know what I mean? We want to win. And how do we win? We overcome sin. Death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The power of sin is... The power of death is sin. Sin brings death. To win this race, we have to overcome sin. And that is, how do you overcome sin? By the blood of the Lamb, right?